Marshall Fire. Open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. The Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center will help connect residents in need of FEMA assistance and other services like consultation on property loss, filing claims for assistance, information about short and long-term housing, food assistance, mental health services, and more. More information at boco.org/MarshallFire or by calling the Boulder County Public Call Center at 303-413-7730. That address is 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome in KGNU's Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight we're going waltzing with Giuseppe Verdi. That is to say that we're going to be sampling a variety of Verdi's music, which is in triple time. He wrote a lot, especially in his middle period operas, such as this ensemble from La Forza del Destino. A lot of Verdi's most famous numbers are based on waltz-like rhythms, and we'll examine a dozen of them. So put on some dancing shoes and join me in the opera box. Don Alvaro and Donna Leonora are in love and plan to elope, but they're discovered by her father, the Marquis, who violently opposes their plan. Somebody dies in the altercation. From Verdi's La Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny, with Placido Domingo as Alvaro, Leontine Price as Leonora, and Cheryl Milnes as the Marquis. James Levine conducted the London Symphony, and it's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell, and I've got a playlist I'm calling Waltzing with Verdi. Many of his most famous numbers are in waltz time. Why? And how did he prevent that from sounding overused and repetitive? Well, let's find out. Listening to that dramatic moment, you could feel a driving force, a pulse in the music. It feels like movement and motion. Action, and it's dynamic. And it's not just the result of a fast tempo, but the music being divided into three beats. Now, the normal convention in music is to accent the first beat of every measure. When it's arranged as three beats to one measure, you get 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and so on. Now, a lot of other music is written in what's called common time. That's four beats per measure, which goes 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And so a driving pulse is less obvious, even if it's in a fast tempo. So we can infer that Verdi used this driving rhythm like that to sort of heighten the drama, to heighten the action. But Verdi's use of triple meter wasn't restricted to dramatic action or dancing. Take, for example, the aria Ernani Involami. Ernani, rescue me. It's from Act One of Ernani. Elvira is faced with the possibility of a forced marriage to the older Count da Silva. She hopes her lover, Ernani, will come to rescue her and take her away. And it's written in 3-4 time, like a waltz. ¶¶ Elvira desperately hopes her lover, Hernani, will take her away from a forced marriage in 3/4 time. From Verdi's Hernani with the great Shirley Verrett, and Kurt Adler conducted the National Philharmonic. It's almost 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell. And tonight my playlist highlights the waltz music in Verdi's opera. Well, Verdi became known for dramatic music, but he inherited the Italian opera tradition known as bel canto, which means pretty singing or pretty song, from his predecessors Rossini, Donizetti, and Bellini. In that tradition, music was divided into numbers with a clear beginning and an end. And the beauty of the melodic line was the guiding principle, more important than creating music to heighten or communicate drama and tragedy. Verdi's early operas reflect that influence, but his music evolved, and this music of his subsequent operas increasingly strengthened the impact of the action. Hernani, for example, was written in 1844, 20 years before La Forza del Destino. And yet, Verdi knew what audiences liked and expected. Great melodies, and music in triple meter is catchy, and it's easy to remember. But Verdi was a creative genius, and his music had an underlying complexity. My next example from Hernani demonstrates this. Now, in the scene, Hernani and a group of conspirators were discovered plotting to assassinate King Carlo because of his abuse of power. The king realized they were right, and he pardoned them. And in the ensemble you're going to hear, the conspirators express their gratitude. But what's interesting about this ensemble is, although it sounds like it's written in waltz or three, it's written in common time, in four, not three. But the harp and string accompaniment and the chorus are written as triplets. That's three notes played within two beats so that it feels like triple meter. It feels waltz-like. Here's what it sounds like. First, here are two notes, and that'll be followed by three notes that are played in the same time duration. That was three notes played in the same time as the first two notes that you heard. Now, here they are played together. But if we highlight the triplets, it sounds like this. I think you can hear it begins to sound as if it's written in three. One, two, three, one, two, three. Here is the ensemble from Hernani. Assassination conspirators expressed their gratitude for King Carlo's clemency. From Verdi's Ernani, I think you could tell there was this, it had that sound almost like a waltz, even though it was not written in three, it was written in four. We heard Thomas Schippers conducting the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Now, another great ensemble written in triple meter comes at the tragic conclusion to Ernani. In the last act, Ernani and Elvira are married, but the Count da Silva arrives to claim a debt. Earlier in the opera, da Silva saved Ernani's life, and as compensation, he told Ernani that one day he will ask for that life. Ernani agreed, and he's come now to claim it. In the scene you're going to hear, Elvira and Ernani plead with him in 3/4 time, but to no avail. Ernani has no choice but to die. The ensemble, which is in 3/4 time, is a nice bookend to Elvira's Act One aria, which you remember was also in 3/4 time.
Thank you.
plead with Count da Silva to spare Hernani to no avail. With Placido Domingo as Hernani, Mirella Freni as Elvira, and Nikolai Gyarov as Count da Silva, Ricardo Muti conducted the opera La Scala Orchestra. It's all part of my program highlighting Verdi's use of triple meter, waltz time, in opera. Now, I mentioned that waltz time gives the music a feel of movement and makes the melody memorable. Verdi was clearly going for a real crowd pleaser with this next one that everyone knows, La Donna e Mobile, Women Are Fickle. The Duke of Mantua's aria from Verdi's Rigoletto, where the lecherous Duke views women as playthings, and it's like he's dancing with himself.
Sempre un amabile, leggiadro viso, in pianto il riso, e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più nel vento, muta d'accento e di pensier. E di pensier. Affida chi lo confida, ma il cauto il cuore, pur mai non sentesi felice appieno, chi su quel sero non lima amore, la donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'accento e di pensier. Pensier
The lecherous Duke of Mantua from Act One of Verdi's Rigoletto, with the great Alfredo Kraus as the Duke and Georg Scholti conducting the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. Verdi knew that was going to be a big hit, and he had the tenor swear not to sing it outside of rehearsals. Now, another complex non-waltz occurs in Act Two of Rigoletto. Rigoletto's daughter Gilda has had her heart broken by the lascivious Duke, and Rigoletto tries to console her. The music is written in 2-1-2-1-2, not in 3, but the accompaniment is in triplets. The music evokes a sense that he's holding her and that they are slowly rocking together.
Scorre, scorre,
Could you feel the gentle waltz pulse in there? Rigoletto was consoling his daughter Gilda from Verdi's Rigoletto with Robert Merrill as Rigoletto on a Moffo as Gilda and Georg Schulte conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. It's 31 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Adell, and I've got a program highlighting Verdi's innovative use of triple meter in his operas. And when we come back, now it really is waltzing.
You've been thinking about helping this station with a donation. Why not donate that extra car you no longer need? Pickup is free, and you're supporting public radio. Here's how. Visit KGNU.org or call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Now, Verdi's use of triple meter or waltz time could become an integral part of the atmosphere, not just a great melody. In his opera La Traviata, The Fallen Woman, which takes place in glamorous Paris, the opera is full of triple meter waltzing. Verdi creates the atmosphere of Paris, and it permeates the entire opera, most notably in Act One, with Alfredo's drinking song, for example, and Violetta's coquettish aria. In his aria, he toasts the guests, "Let us drink and be joyful." In her aria, alone for just a moment, she tries to convince herself that she'll never love just one man. She will always be free.
Yeah.
Two great waltzing arias from Verdi's La Traviata, with Luciano Pavarotti as Alfredo and Joan Sutherland as Elvira. Richard Bonning conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the London Opera Chorus. Now, this next one is a bit more subtle. Radames' aria, Celeste Aida, Heavenly Aida, is from Act One of Verdi's Aida. The Egyptian soldier is in love with the Ethiopian slave girl Aida. Now, this time the music is written in 6/8 time. That means 6 beats per measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The melodic phrasing is longer, and there are half as many accents compared to 3/4 time, for example. So it feels almost like a waltz, but much more languid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Il tuo bel cielo vorrei.
Radames is in love with Aida. From Aida, we heard the great Jose Carreras as Radames. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. It almost had that waltz-like pulse to it, very slow and spread out, however. But there are two great waltz moments in Verdi's Il Trovatore, the Troubadour. One is powerful, and the other is one of Verdi's non-waltzes, which will take some explaining. In Act Two, the evil Count de Luna lusts after Leonora. She happens to love Manrico. De Luna intends to kidnap Leonora, and he takes a moment to sing of her beauty. The music is written in 4, not in 3. But again, the accompaniment is in triplets. Remember, that's 3 notes played within 2 beats. What's really interesting is, halfway through, his vocal line also becomes written in triplets, and that contributes overall to a real waltz-like sense, although it's written in 4, not 3. And you'd never know De Luna is a bad guy. Then in Act 3, Manrico learns that his mother's been kidnapped by De Luna, and he summons his men to attack De Luna in 3-4 time. It's one of Verdi's most powerful.
Oh.
Manrico summoning his men to attack Count de Luna in 3/4 time. And before that, we heard Count de Luna extolling on the beauty. Two great moments from Il Trovatore, music of Giuseppe Verdi. And we heard Cheryl Milnes as Count de Luna, Placido Domingo as Manrico, and Zubin Mehta conducted the new Philharmonia Orchestra. Well, I hope you're getting a sense of how innovative Verdi was in using triple meter or similar meter to triple meter, whether it was for the sake of pure melody influenced by bel canto or for dramatic and atmospheric effects like in La Traviata. I'm going to include tonight's show with the Veil Song from Verdi's Don Carlos. In a quiet moment in a garden in Spain, Princess Eboli is with the ladies of the court, and Eboli relates the story of a Moorish king. He sees a woman in an alluring veil, and he attempts to seduce her, and it turns out the woman is just his neglected wife. Eboli's part is written in 6/8 time, but the accents are actually written for every third note, so it will sound waltz-like. But when the ladies sing in response, the music reverts to common time in 4, and then it goes back to 6 when Eboli sings each verse of the story.
Yeah.
Princess Eboli's Veil Song from Verdi's Don Carlo. We heard the great Shirley Verrett as Princess Eboli, and Carlo Maria Giulini conducted the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you all for joining me in the Opera Box for this evening's Waltzing with Verdi. I hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned, though. I'll be right back with A Classic Monday.
The Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center is now open at 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette to assist people who lost homes in or were displaced by the Marshall Fire. Open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. The Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center will help connect residents in need of FEMA assistance and other services like consultation on property loss, filing claims for assistance, information about short and long-term housing, food assistance, mental health services, and more. More information at boco.org/Marshall Fire or by calling the Boulder County Public Call Center at 303-413-7730. That address is 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette.
It's a minute after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and for the next 2 hours, I have a selection of classical music that's a bit atypical for the composers, unexpected, such as this symphonic work, The Morning, by opera composer Alfredo Catalani, and The Great String Quartet by Giuseppe Verdi. Rhapsody Espanol for Orchestra and Piano by Isaac Albéniz. Concerto for Harpsichord and Orchestra by 20th century composer Francis Poulenc. And the great choral symphony of Psalms by Igor Stravinsky. Expect the unexpected with these gems and join me now for A Classic Monday. Well, we're going to begin tonight's playlist of unexpected gems with Catalani's Sinfonia Romantica, The Morning, I think most people know that Catalani is the very well-known opera composer of La Wally, but he experimented with purely orchestral works that deserve better recognition.